Hello, this is Stuart with your motivational moment. I would like to talk to you today about getting back up again. We all need to get a pep talk sometimes in life because we all have times when we're set back. We all have times when things do not look like they're going to add up in our lives. Situations and circumstances begin to come against us and come against our lives and come against our thoughts and come against our minds and come against our bodies, and just all kind of things begin to happen, and you begin to get knocked down. You begin to fall down. You begin to feel like you can't get back up again. You feel like your life is in shambles. You feel like there's no way to be able to get ahead, because every time you try to get ahead, things begin to set you back. Things begin to take you back. Things begin to give you reminders of why you will not win or why you can't win in this life. You have reminders. You have people from your past reminding you that you have failed so many times. Why are you trying to succeed? They'll begin to ask you, why are you trying to go back to school? Why are you trying to be better in life? Why? Because you already been messed up so many times. But you have to tell yourself, I don't care what they say, I'm going to get back up again. I don't care what they say about me, I'm going to get back up again. Have you ever been knocked down so bad that your mind was hurting and your heart was hurting and your chest was hurting and your spirit was hurting and your back was hurting and everything about you was hurting, but you were able to press through and get back up again? You was able to press through all the things that cause you pain and all the things that cause you sorrow and all the situations that had you set back. Because I know how it is to be set back, and it doesn't feel good when you are set back. It doesn't feel good when you have to start all over again from scratch and you have to get yourself up out of the mud. You have to get yourself up out of the clay, and you have to figure out life, and you have to figure out how to be able to get ahead again. That's like somebody, if they had $1 million and then they hit rock bottom. They're used to the finest hotels. They're used to the finest restaurants. They're used to the finest things in life. And then you go from the finest things to not the finest things anymore. So you are caught up in a particular dichotomy because you don't know what to do now. You don't even know who you are anymore. You don't understand yourself because you are in the valley. And it doesn't feel good in the valley. It's a lot of pain in the valley. It's a lot of agony in the valley. It's a lot of hurt in the valley. Have you ever been to the valley? Have you ever had a valley experience? You might be in one right now. You're probably trying to figure out how to be able to get out of debt. Figure out how you're going to pay your bills. Figure out how you're going to be able to pay your rent, because you know that it's due and you're past due. Your utility bill. You don't even know the first step to be able to take to be able to get out of the situation that you're in. And some situations we put ourselves in, and other situations people put us in. So I don't know which one that you're going through, but I gotta tell you today that you have to wipe the tears out of your eyes, figure it out, and get back up again. I know you have anxiety. I know you're depressed. I know you're not as happy, and you don't feel that good about yourself because you're not in that state. Because I understand how it feels. Man, I've been there just a while back. I've been there when I just didn't feel peaceful. I mean, I was peaceful, but I didn't feel it in my spirit. Like, My car, I didn't have it looking as nice as it should have looked. I just recently cleaned my car and vacuumed it and fixed it up and things like that. I did it a while back, but at first I wasn't doing it because of my situation and my state I was in. I wasn't in a good state because I felt like life, it threw me a wrench and I had to start all over again. And I didn't like that feeling, especially when I told myself I'm not starting over again because I'm not going back down from being at the top. But one thing about it is that life teach you lessons. So I was able to learn some things in the midst of the situation that I went through. I was able to really cognitively understand some things about life and about how life begins to work and how things begins to transpire in life. Because it taught me some things on how to be able to get back up. But one thing about it is when you hit rock bottom, the only way you can go is up. And I've hit it many times in my life. But now it's really time for me to go all the way to the top. And I'm not going back down to the bottom. And that's what you got to tell yourself. I like something that Russell Wilson said. He said, man, I love winning. He said, that's all I think about every day is winning. He said, I stay in a constant state of wins. And that's what you have to begin to do. You have to have a mindset that no matter what goes on, I'm going to win. Things has happened. You have lost people, lost loved ones. Things in your house and situation has taken place. But you have to still tell yourself, I'm not going to let this defeat me. I will make it. I will win. You may have tears in your eyes right now listening to this podcast. You may be in your kitchen. You may be laying down in the bed and you just woke up and you wanted to hear something positive that's what's going to be able to illuminate your spirit. And now you have heard this podcast and you got tears in your eyes because really you didn't really want to get out of bed because you are so down and depressed off situations that life have thrown you. But I come to tell you today, you need to get up out of that bed. You need to go ahead and make the bed. You need to go ahead and cook you some breakfast. You need to step out of the house and you need to begin to go work out. You need to begin to go do something that's going to be able to have your spirit to feel alive again, because you deserve to be alive again. You deserve to wake up again. You deserve to be strong again. You deserve to be able to have everything that you want and you desire in this life. Look at life from a different perspective. Look at life from a different place. Life looks different from the fourth floor than the first floor. You can see clearer from the fourth floor than the first floor. You can think clearer from the fourth floor than the first floor. You can perceive things clearer from the fourth floor. Right? Your perception begins to change because now you're thinking, how can I win? Right? You had a problem, but now you are coming up with solutions because you don't want to stay in the pragmatic state. You want to begin to move your mind to a state of solutions. Because one thing about solutions, it begins to change the whole dynamic cognitive abilities of your brain. When you begin to think, things begin to change. And I promise you, things will change for you when you begin to think, when you begin to try to figure things out. That's when supernatural stuff start happening in your life. I promise you, when you take two steps, everything else begins to take three steps behind you. When you take four, it takes eight. I promise you. But you have to begin to move. You have to get back up again. You can't stay down, man. You're too amazing to stay down. You're too great to stay down. You're too powerful to stay down. You're too great to stay down. You're too amazing to stay down. People need you. Your kids need you. Your family needs you. People around you need your positivity. They need your mindset. They need your thoughts. They need you. So you have to have in your mind, in your mentality, that I'm not going to give up. That I'm going to get up. That I'm going to move ahead. That I'm going to change my perspective on whatever I'm going through. Because sometimes you just have to go into a room that's very quiet and sit there and begin to really like think. And it ain't easy, because sometimes when you're going through a lot of stuff in life, you don't even want to think. You just want to sleep. You know, you just want to take you some melatonin and sleep. Because I've been there. I know how it feels to be able to just want to just sleep the days away until better days come. Because even people in prison, a lot of times what happens is they sleep a lot because they try to sleep their time away because they want to get to better days. But I hope this message helped you today to get back up again. This is Stuart with your motivational moment. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Make sure you share it. And make sure you also check out my website at www.stuartmclain.com. Until next time, you have an amazing day.